Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media as the Ravens continue their bye week.
See everybody here. Appreciate you coming out. Great day for football. Windy, blustery, frigid conditions out there. And we had a really good practice. Appreciate the guys' energy, the effort. Very focused practice. And that's what we were looking for today. And that's what we'll be looking for the rest of this week through Saturday. So we're off and running, and we're going to work. What questions do you have?
How did you enjoy your Monday night?
I enjoyed it. Yeah, I especially enjoyed it when they hit the when they got the scramble play. JJ got the scramble play out and hit Colston on the crossing route. Then they scored. I was really happy about that. But I was really just proud of Jim. I think, you know, that team, their faith, the connection they have with one another. They truly are a family. I think Jim talked about his football family and his family at home. Those two things are something we talk about here. Being 100% committed to both of those two things will take you far. And that team is epitomizes that. So congratulations to Michigan. Congratulations to my brother.
John, how do you get to kind of take in a game of that magnitude like that as a fan too often? I don't know when the last time was, but.
Yeah, never.
How different was that experience and how fun was it for you?
It was different and fun. I mean, I tell you, it was really taken with the crowd. I mean, you know, was on the sideline for a little while, gave Jim a little hug there, then got up into the stands and was with our family. And the stadium was just rocking. It was stuffed with people, you know, half and half. And really, so when Michigan's defense was on the field, their fans were just screaming at the top of their lungs. It was deafening. Then when Washington's defense was on the field, their fans were screaming at the top of their lungs, and it was deafening. So it was deafening the whole time. There was no break, you know, and they were, you know, half a stadium was as loud as really any stadium I've been in. It was enclosed. The bands, the students, you know, the whole college thing was really electric. It was really powerful.
When you watch that game, do you watch it as a different fan, or does any element
that
you watch as a fan?
I mean, I watch it as a fan mostly. You know, I know what coverages are in. I know what fronts are in. I'm looking at that a little bit, you know, with some interest. But more than that, you know, I'm probably, you know, just a little nervous, you know, and hoping for good outcomes, you know, as a fan, just like a fan would.
What did he say when you tapped him on the sideline? It looked like he was really locked in and maybe didn't know what was going on.
It's funny because I've been asked that, you know, and I forget what we talked about, to be honest with you, but he kind of looked up and he went, oh, John, hey. It's like they might have said you made it, you know. But it was just great. It was, what happened was I'd been down there for about five or 10 minutes of the game, and they were going, and he was working. And then the ball came that way, and there was a timeout, and he was just like 10 feet away from me, you know. So I'm like, that's my opportunity, you know. So I rushed it at that point.
When you see your brother hoisting up the trophy, and you see the confetti down, and your parents on the field, do you start to kind of envision maybe yourself maybe being there in that same type of spot a couple of weeks?
Yeah, of course, like any brother, sibling, you know. You know, your brother gets something, you want it too, right, you know. You do though. I think just from and Eric had mentioned that too afterwards when we were walking off the field. You're down there, you see the team, you're hugging, you become a part of the celebration and the confetti and the jubilation and the tears, and you just kind of sinks in and it's like, man, you know, I really want to experience this for our team. I want our team to experience this, you know. And that's the big picture. That's the ultimate goal for the season. And then with that, back to one day at a time, one play at a time.
Did Con ever get a tattoo to honor a team this season?
I told my wife and daughter, they get first dibs on the tattoos probably, choices, but a Super Bowl championship would be pretty tempting, no doubt.
John, getting back to this team, just as soon as the season ended, you've had at least three assistants had permission requested from other teams.
Right.
What can you say about that, and how do you balance that versus what you're also working on now?
Right. Well, yeah, that's I say it's great. I say I'm really proud of our guys. I think I've said many times I think we have the best coaching staff in the world. I love our coaches. I love the jobs they do. I think we have a bunch of coaches that are going to be coordinators, and they're going to be head coaches on this staff. They're going to be very successful for a long time. It's just a great staff. So I think any opportunities that they get, you know, I support and I'm excited for them to have those opportunities. It really doesn't, there's really no balance with it at all, Bo, because everything they do with the interview is set up outside of the work here. So they do their full obligation here throughout the course of the week, and then there's one, two, some guys have three interviews, but that's all done either late at night, later in the evening, or possibly on the weekend if they have some time.
Coach, people talk about rest versus rush, rest versus rust. You played 17 regular season games and practiced since July. How much rust can possibly keep Coach Bain every 2 weeks?
Yeah, it's more, it's not really about that, I don't think. I think we're just going to, we're going to have a great week of practice and try to get better in every single area, get sharper. One of the things we talked about was, be your own biggest critic, and in terms of being your own biggest critic, and this week and trying to improve in every area you can, you're also your own biggest advocate. So advocate for yourself by being critical of yourself and try to do the best you can to become as good as you can or better this week in terms of making improvement, and then we'll be ready and prepared for what's ahead of us.
In your first impressions with Dalvin Cook, and you got him, you view him as an insurance policy, or hey, come on in and start competing, let's see?
We view him as a very valuable or potentially very valuable weapon on our offense. So obviously, I mean, Dalvin Cook is a high pedigree player, highly decorated player, and he's still got talent and ability, and he's smart. He's in great shape. He's in football shape. He's been playing football. Looked very good in practice out here today. So I think he's going to be a valuable part of our team in the playoffs here. Yeah. Yes to both questions. I mean, we definitely know that there's the four teams that we could play, and we're all looking at them. We're going back and looking at them. The people that we played most recently, we've seen more on. People we haven't played, like Houston, we haven't played for a while. We've got to obviously get to work on. But that's kind of what the coaches are doing. We're looking at every single possible team we could play and, building ideas for those games. Yeah, I love Joe, and we've texted back and forth a number of times since then, and it's been fun. I'm happy for him and for his family. I'm excited for him, and it really doesn't matter what team you got someone playing for. I always say I never been. My dad was always a coach, so we never really were too much fans of teams. We were, especially in football, we were fans of friends and family. That's who we rooted for. So Joe's a friend and family to me. So. Heck yeah, I root for Joe Flacco. But, I don't root for any opponent that we're playing. So it doesn't really matter this week. We'll play whoever wins. We're taking on all comers, so to speak. And then if it comes to that and we're playing Joe, I know a lot of people on other teams too, whoever you're playing, they become the opponent, and you're trying to defeat the opponent by any means necessary.
John, Michael Pierce had alluded to you planning to do a stadium walkthrough. Is that still the plan for Saturday? And I can't remember if that was something you did the last time you had the bye, but kind of what went into maybe doing that?
Yeah, we're going to have a practice on Saturday at the stadium, 1 o'clock. It's a practice. It'd be the normal practice we would do here. We just actually kind of sat down and talked about it, and it came up in the conversation, hey, how about we take it to the stadium just to keep a rhythm. I don't think we practiced on Saturday last time. That was a long time ago, but right. We didn't really practice on Saturday. But we thought that would kind of put us in more of a rhythm, in terms of the pace of possibly type, as if you were playing a game this weekend. Right. The mentality is to have to do our best, to have our best practice today, so that we can be best prepared for when the time comes, when our best is going to be required, which is a week from this weekend. So it's really focused on one play and one day at a time this week, stack up some good days, and be the best football team we can be coming out of these four practices, going into the preparation that we can.
Is it
it good to know that the four teams that you could potentially play, you played all those teams at some point this season, two of them you played twice for this one.
Right. Well, it is helpful. I mean, I think it just, most teams are familiar with each other to some degree. You know, like if you haven't played somebody, it's a little tougher. But the fact that we played all four teams, everybody knows each other. You know, it's going to be about going out there and putting a great game plan together, of course, but just playing your best football.
Do one more for Coach.
Excitement level knowing you're going to be at home for this first game. You haven't had that in a while.
Well, it's going to be great. I mean, being at home in any game is great. We love being at home here, and I'm looking forward to it.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Great, thanks.